I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are brought to you by Superbook Sports. Visit Superbook.com and by Jackpocket. Order official lottery tickets on your phone with Jackpocket. We'll start with the bad because it's disastrously bad for the Mets, who were not only poor in Atlanta, they were swept away in Atlanta. And this wasn't for a lack of offense. They put up 10 runs, 10. They led 10-6 in the sixth, and then all of a sudden, they found themselves tied late.
But now it is 3-2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a high fly. Hit deep to left field. Pham looks up. It is out of here. To tie the game in the ninth inning. Orlando Arcia
does it to the Mets. Tied the game at 10. And then in the 10th inning, it would be Ozzie Albies that would win it.
One ball, no strikes, two on, two outs. Pitch. Swing and a high fly ball to right field. Marte turns, and this ball is into the seats in front of the Chop House. It's a walk-off three-run home run for Ozzie Albies. The Braves have completed the sweep.
You know, I just realized Pat McCarthy and Tom McCarthy had game winners on the same night to call.
Oh, how great is that?
I think it was Corey Clemens that won it for the Phillies yesterday, and Tom McCarthy called that. Now, this was a losing game winner, but still a game-winning call for his son.
Yeah, game winners that hurt the Mets.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's the Mets, Jerry.
Blame the McCarthys.
I mean, this is like your time, Jerry.
Why is it my type of day?
Because it's negative. Everything's negative. It's perfect. Fits right into your reputation and wheelhouse.
McCarthy and Keith Ratt on WCBS 880. Whatever you say, Blondie. 13-10 in 10 was the final. Here was David Robertson. He gave up the big home run to Arcia that got the game tied.
Well, I mean, we're frustrated. I mean, you can sense it. You see us. We're not playing well. We know it. We're a good team. We're just not doing what we need to do.
No, they're not winning games. Matter of fact, they've kind of been terrible. Tommy Hunter gave up the home run to Albies. Drew Smith, the home run to Darno.
I wonder how buddy George in Georgia feels today.
Yeah, I know.
I was thinking about him last night.
George in Georgia.
Yeah, that guy was really upset yesterday. I can't even imagine the level of frustration he has today.
Is he a Met fan in Georgia?
Yes. Yeah, Met fan in Georgia.
Very passionate Met fan.
Yes. Yeah, and he was hilarious. He said this is only the second time he's ever called a radio show in his life. Where did he say he was born and he grew up?
Guyana.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Guyana.
Guyana.
Yeah, is where he grew up. And he said he somehow made it to New York, became a Mets fan in 86, moved down to Georgia, and now is getting tortured every single day as a Mets fan down there.
Torture was two decades yesterday, right?
Yep.
The last night was awful.
Well, and part of it is your $40 million starter, Justin Verlander, was lousy. 82 pitches in three innings, gives up five runs on seven hits, walked four. Why did you lack control?
Not really sure. Felt okay physically. you know, need to attack the zone a little bit better. Some close pitches, but, you know, hey, that's, you know. Need to be better.
No, who you need to be? Clayton Kershaw. Kershaw goes out at 35 yesterday and throws a gem. This guy.
He will. But
well, I mean,
you know,
he only won the Cy Young last year in another uniform. Yeah. He comes over here. It's just like,
You know, here's the thing. How much of an impact did the previous game have on this game where he threw, what, 117 pitches?
Mm-hmm.
So how much of an impact?
None.
There should be none. I understand that. I understand that. I'm just asking the question. I want to ask the analytics guy.
For $40 million a year? None.
I understand that. I'm just, he's a human being just like you are, Jerry, just like I am. I'm just wondering out loud, he went 117
pitches. All right, so let's say they took him out at 98 pitches. You're telling me that 19 pitches is going to be the difference of him pitching well last night or not?
I don't know. I just think it had some sort of adverse effect.
Oh, my God.
They started counting pitches in 1988, I believe. 1992, Al Leiter threw 168 pitches in a game. Came back 5 days later and pitched.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. There aren't many Al Leiters out there. Okay.
And then he gave up that dribbler to Luis Soho in Game 5 of the 2000 World Series.
I mean, see, he knows. It's just unbelievable.
Right up the middle.
Retention, the negative
like
retention.
Like a 50 bouncer.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Mets have lost six in a row. Here's the good news. Brandon Nimmo had a grand slam, and Francisco Alvarez hit two home runs. He continues to hit. Mets in Pittsburgh tonight on WCBS 880. As for the Yankees, they lost to the White Sox 6-5 in the first of two, but they came back in the nightcap with a win.
And the pitch is swung on, hit in the air to deep left field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. It's Gleyber Day. Gleyber just hit a two-run home run in the left field seats. And like a good Gleyber, Torres is there.
Yes, he was. A two-run homer. Then they got a home run from Billy McKinney and a great pitching job by Randy Vasquez, Ron Marinaccio, and Clay Holmes combined for a two-hitter, and the Yankees win the second game 3-0. Here was
That's Vasquez's first major league win, right?
That's exactly right.
I mean, again, you know, guys you would never expect to be in the rotation. All of a sudden, guys are thrust into the rotation because of injuries. I mean, you got to have like 10 to 12 pitchers every year if you want to be any good.
Yeah, at the very least.
Starting pitching.
Yep.
Yes.
Or you could pay a couple of guys $40 million each and they could perform the way they're supposed to.
How about Billy McKinney? He was in that Torres trade originally. And then they brought him back and he shows up yesterday, hits a triple and a home run.
Yes, he did. And here he was on, is a good day for him for sure.
I was just trying to see a good pitch and put a good swing on it. Glad to get the home run and the triple and glad we got the win in the second game.
Yes, moved 10 games over 500. Here was Torres on the fan with Susan. How about Vasquez?
He's pitched really well. He's coming amazing, coming from the minor league to the job, and he showed everything really good. He pitched like he got many years in the big league, so we're really happy for him.
And so tonight, the Yankees off that win. By the way, they're 8.5 behind Tampa because they still lost ground yesterday because the Rays won again, which is unbelievable.
Six in a row for them now.
Yeah, they beat Minnesota. I think it was 4-2, I believe. So the Rays now 46-19 on the season.
Good, solid baseball, Jerry.
They're a good team.
Fundamentals.
They're a good team. I know some people think they cheat. That's a pretty good team right now.
Is that still going on, by the way?
Oh, I don't know. Well, for the Rays, it is. They made those T-shirts, and they're not forgetting about it.
Is Evan still claiming this or no?
I don't know. I haven't heard him bring it up recently.
He watches baseball.
A lot.
Yeah. I watch baseball. I like baseball. You love baseball. We love baseball.
Al, tonight we got two Garretts going. Which one is Cole, and which one is Whitlock?
What do you mean, which one is Cole? That's the Yankee pitcher.
There's Garrett and Garrett.
Garrett Cole. G-E-R.
Yes. Good
Cole.
For you.
Yep.
And Garrett and Garrett.
Correct.
He's nailing it this morning.
All right.
We did White Sox Yankee this morning. He got them all right.
Wow. Nice.
I know my Mets and Yankees.
Not too bad. Not too bad. So, yeah, that'll be tonight, Yankees and Red Sox. Some NFL stuff. Giants defensive coordinator Wink Martindale and offensive coordinator Mike Kafka met with the media on Thursday. First things first, Wink really enjoying his time here.
I'm excited to, you know, be the defensive coordinator of the New York Giants. And the day that I'm not is the day that they say, hey, you're Wink retired.
How about that? This is his last job, apparently.
Okay.
Well, until the next one comes along, I suppose.
Right, exactly.
Here was Kafka.
Just don't get fired. Stay here.
Yes. Win.
Do another 10 years.
Right. Here was Kafka asked about Barkley not being around as they go through these off-season practices.
Is it weird without Saquon?
Yeah, I think, you know, anytime you got someone's not on the field, you know, there's obviously players that you want out there, and I mean, Saquon's one of them, but not going to get in that.
Time will tell when he's back. The Broncos signed Frank Clark to a one-year contract, and the Vikings reportedly telling Dalvin Cook he will be released today in Miami. Mike McDaniel, apparently the question was, do you have any interest in signing Dalvin Cook? This was his very long-winded answer of not answering.
March 3rd, 1983. That day I was born, right? Now we take a closer look at that date. And that, in fact, was not yesterday. Okay, so people that are on, people that are rumored to be tall, short, people that are rumored to be, you know, that's, you're not going to get this guy. I'm year two, okay?
I know it was long, but that was tremendous.
Holy crap.
Guy's an NFL head coach.
Yeah, well, good for
if
him.
If you heard that out of context, said, what is this guy's job? You, the NFL head coach wouldn't even come close to the list.
No, it would not. I don't even know what I would say, to be quite honest.
Well, I mean, I don't know why he just says, we don't talk about other teams' players. That's all you have to say.
He did. In 34 seconds, he said that.
Oh, he did, yeah. We don't talk about other teams' players. Dalvin Cook is still a Minnesota Viking until probably later on this afternoon.
Exactly right. Stanley Cup Finals. You
which is, by the way, I'm sorry, Jerry, which is really bizarre to me. Why the Vikings are getting rid of him or trying to get rid of him?
No, because of the cap situation. He's counting too much against the cap, and their analytics guys think that he's towards the back end.
Why don't they redo his contract?
They'd rather, they'd rather be ahead of it than behind it, and they feel like they've got Alexander Mattison there who can do the same thing. You know, Dalvin's missed a lot of games the last couple of years. He's always good for a 2 or 3 or 4 game absence, so.
Yeah, I mean, but they all are, and don't you need two these days or even three or four these days?
Sure, and they will. They'll find somebody else. They're going to have to pay Justin Jefferson at some point, and they probably don't think that they can win a championship this year. So clear some more cap space out, give Mattison the job, and here we go. And it's the running back position. You can't be shocked by any of it.
I can't be. I know he is an explosive player, though.
He's got stuff left. Whoever gets him is going to get a legit. You're not getting Ezekiel Elliott at the back end of his career when you're getting Dalvin Cook.
You're not getting Le'Veon Bell. This kid is right in the middle of his prime right now.
Yeah.
6 years, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that he's still got a lot left. At least 2 more real solid years left.
So the thing that he's going to end up having to do is he's going to have to go where the most money is, because you know he doesn't have a 10-year lifespan here, you know, in the game of football. So whoever offers him the most money is where he's going to go. Or I think like DeAndre Hopkins can take less money if he wants to go win a championship and have a great season.
Yeah, right, sure he does.
I'm saying if he goes to Kansas City and signs like a 1 year, $6, $7, $8, $9 million deal, you know, then after playing with Patrick Mahomes and having huge numbers, then he may be able to get another contract. Maybe not a long one, but maybe a much better contract the year after that.
All right, lastly, Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Now, this is labeled the Panthers Radio Network. It's a good call. I'm just surprised it's not a little more over the top considering this was an overtime game winner as they came back from 2-1 down. Matthew Tkachuk ties it late in the third, and here was the game winner.
Brett Howden guides it to neutral ice. Panthers back from left to right. In comes Bennett. Delays at the right point. Into the slot. A drive. Score!
Couldn't even hear the call.
Neither could I.
Yeah. I can't even comment on it.
So they win 3-2. They're now down 2 games to 1.
Did you get that one or no?
I don't know.
No. Okay, I'll have to check.
Verhaeghe is who was credited with the goal.
All right, okay.
Tkachuk, the game-tying goal. And right. So it's a 2-1 series now as they win an overtime. Game 4 tomorrow night in Florida. Tonight in Florida, you've got Game 4 between the Nuggets and the Heat with Denver up 2-1 there.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.